Actually, once you get rid of them, don't bring them back. Yeah, we want you to get rid of those troubles for good. Now, one of the things that's so critical, as I've shared before, is that when we are really committing to bringing our two worlds into one, we're making our two lives one life. We're not just going to be a man and a woman sharing a roof and a name. We're going to be a husband and wife sharing a life. And one of the things that we do in order to share that life is get on the same page every time that's feasible. See, too often we come up with all these excuses as to why we can't see things from the same standpoint, from the same perspective. For example, when it comes to how we're going to raise our children, something as simple as whether or not both parents are going to teach the children to pick up behind themselves. So they begin to learn self-discipline, and they begin to learn responsibility. They begin to learn about teamwork. They begin to learn about caring about others. You know, something as simple as picking up behind themselves so that other members of the family, including the parents, don't have to see that mess all day, day in and day out, until the children decide they're good and ready to go ahead and pick up behind and put the toys in the toy box or whatever you have for the toys. They're learning. Hey, you know what? Life isn't just about me. It's about us. And this mess bothers my parents. Should be parents, plural. Hopefully, both of you will be bothered by seeing that mess. And so I need to do something about this. It's also a safety issue. Because very often when the toys are laying around, they're laying around on the floor. People can trip over that stuff, get hurt. It is about safety, for real. It's about being safe. It's about being neat. It's about being orderly. It's about being disciplined. Especially teaching the child that they shouldn't be waiting for the parents to say, okay, look, you finish with your toys. You know that once you finish with them, you're supposed to put them up. Why are they still spread out all over the floor? Put your toys up. Now, also be teaching them. Don't wait until one of us tells you to pick it up. The rule is, once you finish playing with your toys, immediately put them where they belong. Self-discipline. You're teaching them life skills by teaching them things like that. Self-discipline is something that they can use throughout their lives, whether we're talking about getting to the point where they're focusing on what the instructor is saying in class without the instructor or anyone else having to tell them to pay attention. We're talking about getting home and starting on their homework and staying with it to a completion, even if they have to break for dinner or whatever and get back to it. Staying with it until it's completed without anyone having to be over them day in and day out, 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, get back to your homework until you finished it. No, help them with the homework when they need help, but teach them that it is their responsibility to get started on their own and stay with it until they're finished. You're strengthening their character. And here's the thing. Both parents need to be agreed that that's the way both of you are going to train your children. Yeah, both of you don't have it a situation where one of you is teaching your children these very important life skills. The other completely stays out of it, leaves it to the other parent, to their spouse. So that if things get a little hairy, things get a little rough because the child doesn't want to comply, the child isn't hearing from both parents. The child is only hearing from one parent. And now it becomes easy for the child to see the parent who is, quote unquote, staying on them as being the bad parent. And to see the parent who is really being slack by not partnering with their spouse and helping their child learn these great, important life skills. They see in that child, that parent as being the good parent, the cool parent. And very often, that's exactly what the other spouse is striving for. They want the parent who is actively involved with the life of the child to be seen as being the bad parent. While they, the ones who are really being slackers, are perceived as being the cool parent. So that they're the ones that the children will truly like and enjoy being around, because they're not like the bad parent. What a terrible way to build a relationship with your spouse. To deliberately develop a situation that has your children, your plural, your children perceiving your spouse as being the bad guy, the bad woman, the bad parent, the mean parent, the nagging parent. You should both care enough about your children that you both share in disciplining them. You both share in nurturing them. You both share in encouraging them. You both share in correcting them. It should be a team effort designed to help your child be the best person your child can be, to help your children be the best people they can be. So have that discussion. If you have an attitude that has you making your spouse the bad guy, let me tell you, you really need to apologize. You need to admit that that's what you were doing, and you need to apologize from the heart and then change. You need to talk with your children and let your children know, hey, look, this is what I was doing. Because this needs to be cleaned up. This mess needs to be cleaned up. You need to wipe the slate clean so you can have a clean start, a fresh start, a right start. So after acknowledging, admitting to your spouse what you were doing and why, and don't make any excuses. Don't try to minimize it. You were wrong. You were wrong, period. Now, it can be okay for you to say, you know what? I watched my parents do it that way, and so that's why I did it. Don't leave it there. I watched my parents do it that way, and that's the reason I did it that way. And I was wrong for repeating the same mistake that I saw as I was coming up. I was wrong, and I truly apologize. That's where you want to take it. Don't leave it at, well, that's what I saw my parents do, and try to excuse yourself or justify yourself. No, my parents were wrong, and I was wrong. And I truly apologize. Or my father was wrong, my mother was wrong. Whoever played the role that you were playing, whoever you saw playing the role that you imitated, I saw that parent do it that way, and I was wrong for doing what I saw them do. I knew they were wrong. And I decided, or didn't even see anyone do it that way. Just being self-centered, self-absorbed, and foolish in your thinking, you decided to be the good parent and make a mess of your relationship with your spouse and make a mess of the relationship that your spouse had with the children. That is wrong. No, make that marriage beautiful by becoming partners in building your children up. Become partners and keeping the house neat and clean. It is unfair to have the position, the attitude, that if my spouse wants this house neat and clean, my spouse is going to be the one to keep it neat and clean. Either that, or my spouse will just have to live with all this mess. That's messed up. Really and truly, you're supposed to be loving your spouse. And look, I'm not even talking about intimate romantic love now. I'm talking about simple human love for humanity, for a fellow human being. You should be loving your spouse enough that you want to do something that is right. It is right to have a neat, clean house. You should have enough respect and enough love for your spouse as a human that you're willing to partner with your spouse in keeping that house neat and clean, keeping the automobile neat and clean. It's not that difficult. Truth is, it doesn't require a whole lot more physical energy to keep an automobile neat and clean than it takes to keep it a mess. Mentally and emotionally, it requires more energy to keep it a mess than to keep it neat and clean. Ladies and gentlemen, let's commit to putting forth the time and energy that it would take to have a beautiful marriage. It's costing you a lot of time and energy to have it messy. Think about all those unnecessary arguments that could be avoided if you were flowing with each other in peaceful harmony. Learning how to resolve problems quickly and justly. Not looking to see who can always have the advantage. Not looking to see who can always defeat the other in the next great debate. But instead, identifying the true problem, the real cause of the problem, dealing with the root of the problem as a team, and making that thing work for both of you. Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's what brings more peace into your souls. Souls, plural. S-O-U-L-S. More peace for both of you. I'll be right back.